Hey, what's up, guys? This is Quentin with Lawn Care Accelerator, and after several minutes of trying to get our Zoom meeting figured out, we finally got it figured out, and I am joined with Ezra from Green Frog Web Design. How you doing, Ezra?
I'm doing great. Pardon the cough there. I think I caught the mute in time.
Yeah, I think it muted my audio or something. But yes.
Oh, no.
So, tell me a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what you did before Green Frog, and, kind of how you came up with the idea of Green Frog and why you see a need for it.
Sure. Yeah. Currently, I actually live in Northern British Columbia. I'm a pastor. Before that, I owned a lawn care company called Maple Leaf Mowing out of Greenville, Texas. And I got into web design. Before I had the lawn care company, I did some painting. And the more I did it, the more I realized there's an opportunity to be found online. And as I began to get found on Google, the more reviews I got and the better online presence I got, no longer was I chasing customers, but they started to chase me. And that's a wonderful place to be. And so I got to the place in my local market for my lawn care company where I was ranking in the top. And so there was some weeks where I would get over 10 leads per week.
Wow.
Just of qualified leads that would come. And because of that, I was able to sort through and pick the best ones. And as I looked around the industry, I realized that other companies were not effectively marketing online. And I saw that there was a huge gap, especially in our industry of lawn and landscape. And that's when I started Green Frog Web Design. We moved and took another church. And so where I am in Northern British Columbia, lawn care is not a thing. So this has worked out well. We currently have about a foot of snow, and it's like negative 18 this morning when I went to work. So there's no snow. I mean, there's
is that
snow.
Fahrenheit
no
or Celsius?
That's Fahrenheit.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Yeah, it was like 52 degrees today here in Denver. But
wow.
So why did you end up moving from Texas, that's like, 110, 115 degrees yeah. in the summer, all the way to Northern British Columbia?
Yeah, so I'm a pastor. And so there in Greenville, we were pastoring a church. And we got a call to another one. I prayed about it. I felt like that's where the Lord wanted me to go. And so we packed up my wife and two kids. And
wow.
We trekked. I'd have to figure it out. It was like 2,400 miles. It's a long way. Basically, I was just in Idaho, and to Idaho, where I was, it was 900 miles. So you basically go straight north from Seattle, 10, 13 hours. This is a long way.
With two kids driving?
Yep, but we made it. It's okay. It's an adventure. Life's an adventure.
Yeah, that's for sure. With doing websites, I had always thought that, having an online presence more kind of in social media was kind of like where it was at. And when I first started my business, Lawn Care Ninja, I created a website. It was the GoDaddy website builder, paid for my domain, all that stuff that, you have to do. And I just kind of did it just so I kind of had an online presence. And, in case people did search for me, that, I would have some place essentially for them to go. Kind of tell me like why what I did is not what you probably should be doing.
Sure. So the difference between the two, between social media and getting a great online presence, is social media is passive. Yes, you can be posting, you can be trying to get attention on there, but for the most part, people aren't searching lawn care near me. If you look up the major search engines, the major one is Google, and they have approximately, the last statistic I read was 90% of search, whether that's Google and YouTube. Obviously, YouTube owns Google, Google owns YouTube. And so you want to be where people are actively searching. So I want to be when someone types in lawn care near me, they're going to find me. Now, people, maybe on social media, you can post and get in front of people. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they may think of you sometimes, but Seth Godin would call that interruption marketing. You're interrupting them saying, hey, look at me. Do you need me? Rather than being when someone searches and says, oh, I need lawn care. that's a motivated buyer, and they're much more likely to convert. And therefore, that is such a big deal. And also, with being found with a website and having reviews online, that is a way to show social proof by showcasing customer reviews, which I'm a huge fan of.
Okay. So when you say Google, you know, because you have Google.com, which is, you know, the search engine, but then you also have Google Maps. So is there a Correct. Difference between those two, or are they like kind of the same? Do they tie together? Like if I go into Google.com, search lawn care near me, and, you know, maybe Lawn Care Ninja shows in the top five or whatever, would it translate mm-hmm. over to Google Maps the same way?
Done right, yes. And here's what I mean by that. You can have a website, but unless you set up a Google Business profile, you won't show up on Maps.
Okay.
Now, if you have a Google Business profile and you show up on Maps, done right, you're going to show up on Google. Here's what I mean. When you type in lawn care near me, and at the very top of your screen, you're going to see one or two paid ads. Right below that, you're going to see on the right side of the screen, a map. On the left side of the screen, you're going to see maybe one paid ad and then three organic companies that are listed right there. Over top of just about all the organic websites on the front page of Google, that's where you want to be. And then, of course, you want your website below that. But there, you're fighting with all the other companies, HomeAdvisor, Thumbtack, depends on the part of country you're in, but all these companies that basically take your money, advertise for you, and then charge you for the leads. Mm-hmm. That's their business model. So you want to be on that Google Maps, because people do search on Maps for that, but also that translates over to Google search, like google.com.
Okay. Going back to the listings, like on Google, on a Google search, aside from the paid listings that you see at the top, how does someone rank up there higher? Like if, let's say maybe they're on page two or page three or, you know, page 1,000 or whatever, like mm-hmm. what would they need to do to start getting to those higher page numbers and the higher position on the front page?
So if you ask 10 different people, you're going to get 10 different answers. But here are some things, because the Google algorithm is not open source. So you can't go in and say, okay, what does this, how do I rank completely? We don't know, because it's not an open thing, but there are some things we do know do affect it. So one of the things is your reviews on your Google Business profile. That is a huge factor in ranking. How fast does your website load? If it's really slow, then that's going to affect your load speed. How your keywords, so is your text good? But to be honest, my philosophy is not centered around search engines. And you may say, okay, you're a web designer, you help people with SEO. Why isn't it? We want it customer focused. I remember I was following this web designer and he's like, oh, you need 1,000 words on every page. Let me tell you, no one is reading 1,000 words on your website. On one page, that's ridiculous. You want it customer. Well, he was trying to game the system, but one of the things, there's an acronym Google uses called EEAT, and one of those is called for experience. So when people land, are they going to peruse your website? Another factor that Google ranks is your bounce rate. And what that means is when someone hits it, are they going to just go back? Because it's super slow to load. There's lots of factors there for bounce rate. But there's all these factors that kind of come together. So you want your website, like on Google.com, to be killer, to rank higher. And that does take time. Your domain age, how many backlinks, how many other websites are pointing to it. There's a lot of things there. And then you also, in conjunction with that, want your Google My Business profile to be number one. Because if you're in the map pack, then you're going to be literally on the front page of Google, your website, and your phone number.
Okay. So, and with Google reviews, is there a difference between one review, 3, 5, 10, 15? Like, obviously, you know, there will be a difference between, you know, 1 and 15 or whatever. But mm-hmm. as far as like having those reviews, you know, what kind of difference would that make for, you know, someone searching lawn care near me?
That affects your ranking, number one. And so where people search it, and say as an example, my lawn care company, Maple Leaf Mowing, had 89 Google reviews. And my nearest competitor when I left, which actually I built his website and I helped him learn how to get them. I think he was at 50. Now he's at 60. But at that time, I literally had double the amount of reviews of my competition. So I'll say like this. Do you shop on Amazon, mm-hmm. Quentin?
Yeah.
If there's no reviews, do you buy it?
No.
Okay. And people with services are just the same. So they look and they say, okay, this guy's got 89. This guy's got 40. Who do you think they're going to call first? It's just a human thing.
Yeah.
They're going to pick the person with double. I've had people literally call me and say, your reviews are great. I want to work with you. And at that point, it's not, oh, wait, Quentin is $2 less per cut. It's, I want to work with Quentin. You know, he must treat people better. He must do a better job. Whether that's true or not, they perceive that, and perceived value is a huge factor.
Okay. So with the Google reviews, like, do you have any like recommendations for people to ask for those of their customers? You know, like, should they ask for a review after one service or three mowings or after a season? Does it also matter, like, hey, I only want 5-star reviews, so if you can't give me 5-star reviews, like, reach out to me and let me know so I can try and, you know, earn that 5-star review?
I wouldn't just ask. It's not real complicated. And what I mean by that is people can overthink it. So the best time is after. I've sent them out after one service before, because to me, you know, there's an interesting book. I haven't read the book yet, but the title Grant Cardone has is Be Obsessed or Be Average. And I'm obsessed about getting them in the right sense of the word. And so, man, I get excited when I get them. When my customer gets one, I'm excited for them, because we help some of our customers get reviews. The best time to get it is right after a job's done. So you did a landscaping, great lawn mow. If you talk to them, you literally say, hey, can I text you a link? Now, part of the problem with this is I've been telling people for over a year now about this, actually for a couple of years, and people say, oh, I need to do it, but then they don't do it. Mm-hmm. So one thing I found super helpful is there's an app called Nice Job, and it is expensive, but it's worth it in my opinion. And it that cost, I think, $75 if you just buy it on your own. pardon me. And what that does is that automates the review generation process. So it links to a customer relationship manager or a CRM like Jobber. And so then it can see all the customers that you have. And with one click, it'll start them on a customer journey. Like, it'll send out a text. Then 3 days later, you'll send out another text if they don't do it. And so what I found is that is the best way to get them. A couple clients recently, I helped one guy in the past like month and a half get 20 Google reviews. Another customer in the past 2.5 months has got over 30 Google reviews, I think 4 or 5 Facebook reviews. So
wow,
it's effective. Uh-huh. Because the problem, what I found is, especially when it's busy, people don't do it. And so just do it. Don't overthink it. If you need, set an alarm on your calendar and say, okay, every week I'm going to send out 2 requests. Like, even if something simple as that, just that kind of daily or weekly habit is going to drastically help your business over the long haul.
Okay. Remind me when we're done with this so I can get all the stuff that you mentioned and, you know, like, leave links for that app and that book that you mentioned in the description and show notes, you know, just in case anyone's interested in it. But yeah, sure. I think, you know, from here we can, I guess, do screen sharing. And, you know, we had talked a little bit before, you know, bringing up my website. Like I said, I just created it for, you know, like, to have an online presence. It's lawncareninja.com. And, you know, maybe just kind of go over it. Give me your thoughts. You know, like, what's bad about it? What could potentially be good about it? And, okay. You know, if we can, you know, maybe try and compare it to, a website that you've actually built out for someone, and, you know, just kind of compare those two, if you don't mind.
Perfect. So what we have here is, for those listening only, we're on lawncareninja.com and we're pulled it up. The first thing I would notice is at the very top, this looks, in my opinion, looks very unprofessional. Has a banner saying powered by GoDaddy, get a free website now. If you're a professional business, it just looks very unprofessional there.
I had one thing that was there.
Oh, no. Hey, it's okay. We're just going through it. One thing good, you do want clear call to action. Here, I don't see, this is just a one-page website. So just for SEO purposes, like the amount of text that you're going to have on this is going to be very low. So your ranking is going to be very low as well. And then here, notice these are all clearly stock images. I do not recommend that at all.
Okay.
And then here, it looks like almost like a photo of something. And right now, I don't even know what services you offer. And it just says pricing, or I guess it says over here, it just looks really chintzy. And then experience, you know, not sure how brutal you want me to be on this.
Hey, be honest, you know, tell me the truth. Cause you know, like I didn't spend much time on it. I, you know, like I said, I just wanted that presence. And, you know, if people went to my site to, you know, try and, you know, get them to fill out my request form and stuff. So,
sure. And then typed out testimonials are worthless. And here's why. I don't know if this is true or not. You could have just been sitting in your basement in your underwear typing out some random Mark L. They did a great job. You know what I'm saying? But that's why I recommend having a link to Google.
Okay.
That literally has their emblem and everything. That's what we do on our websites, and it's verified. And then this website is a little bit mixed.
Yeah.
It's kind of like both your businesses in one, which is kind of confusing. You want to be very, very clear. So here, I hardly even know what services you offer, and then you're selling door hangers. So for a customer coming here, that would be just like, okay, are you a lawn care service? Or it's kind of just unclear and not, wouldn't be very helpful for a customer. We'll just pull up my old website. That way, for an example, MapleLeafMowing.com, this is what you're looking at. As soon as you hit, you say, okay, Experience Greenville, Texas, highest rated and most reviewed lawn care company. And then it says, we offer residential, commercial lawn care, landscaping, hardscaping in Greenville, Texas, in the Cattle Mills area. So we haven't even left the homepage, and we already know who I am, what I do. There's a call to action here. It tells us our story. Contact us now. You could click that and then fill it out.
Can you click on our story? I just kind of want to see what that takes us to. And okay.
Here, what we did is we clicked on our story, and then you see a picture of myself. So it's very clear who you're going to deal with. Okay. And then it tells a little bit about our story there and the journey of coming to Greenville, and then some real pictures, and then a contact us page right there. We're going to go back to the homepage, and you see there's a contact us page right there at the top, called clear call to action. Then as you go down, it clearly articulates the three main services, which are lawn care, landscaping, and design work. So right there, clearly laid out. They barely have to scroll at all, and it's right there. Then I view a homepage as kind of like a conductor. They're giving people the options and showing people places to go. So here, they can scroll down, and they have options to go different places on our website. And then there's another contact form. And here at the bottom as well, here's another place. Oops. That they can look at the different designs. And so all of it, I try to make it very clear. Ooh, my computer's being silly. To go back. It's not my website. That's my computer. Pardon me. doesn't like my website. And then here, if we go to the gallery page, we can see pictures of work like we can do, just very clear.
So none of those are stock images?
Nope. Some of these are either people work that we can do, but they don't look like stock images, in my opinion.
Okay.
These are actually like real jobs.
Okay.
And then see if my, there we go. And then you can just go, need to adjust that. But the different services, and it shows what we do very clearly. I'm a big believer in just everything being very clear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine leaves a lot to be desired, that's for sure.
But, you know, I tell people like this, you know, I've never got into personally the fertilization. And mm-hmm. so I tell people I would not go fertilize my own lawn. If I did, I'd buy something that I wouldn't burn my lawn. I'd hire someone. With the website, it's the same way. You can go spend 20, 30, 40, 50 hours learning, or you could get someone who spent at this point hundreds of hours learning all these things
mm-hmm.
and put the expertise to work for you so you can jumpstart that.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So I don't know if you could go back to screen sharing, but, you know, maybe if you could go to, Green Frog Web Design and, you know, kind of just, you know, sure. go over, you know, your business, how to contact you. I don't know if you guys have like a pricing page or, you know, something like that.
Yep. So here's our website. It's very clear. We have call to actions. Pardon me. I've been getting over cold. We're recommended by John Pajak, Corey Ballard, Jeremiah Jennings, several people in the industry. If you go to our web design page, sorry, I need a water here. It tells about the different packages that we have. Wow. Sorry.
That's all right.
If you look, we have for a new website, if that's what people are looking for, we have all of our websites are $1 for the first month. You may say to yourself, what in the world? Is this a scam? No. The reason why I do it that way is I remember my frustration when I tried to hire someone to get my website done. It was unclear. They wouldn't get back to me, and they wanted insane amounts of money up front before mm-hmm. I could see anything. So literally your first month is $1. Then we're looking at a pricing package. We have three different plans. At this point, our pro plan is $247 per month, and that includes a 1-4 page website. It integrated with Google reviews, unlimited edits, free domain name, free hosting, monthly monitoring, backup, and updates to make sure everything's running smoothly. And then after 12 months of full payment with that, you choose any of our website plans. You can take that with you. You can do the hosting on your own. Our boost plan is obviously it's added more to that. It's $299 per month. And our platinum plan has a lot more in that. And that is $499 currently. And so those are kind of our different pricing models.
Okay.
And some companies choose to kind of basically rent a website. At this time, what we're doing is after 12 months, you own that. So basically kind of leasing it. And then after that time, you own it completely. If you want, we can, after that, you can continue working with us. And we would continue to have the hosting, the domain name, the edits, all those things. But that's kind of how our process works at this point. So you're literally going to get your website done in 3 weeks or less, or it's free for a year. So you're not going to sign up. And once your photos hit in our, because we use Dropbox to put the photos in, then you're guaranteed to get that done for 3 weeks or less, or it's free for a year. So our offer is, we like to call it a no-brainer.
Okay. All right. So yeah, Ezra, I appreciate your time, and you know, I'm definitely, you know, interested in actually utilizing this myself. You know, so after we're done here, in the next day or two, because I actually have a podcast after this, you know, you and I can, you know, get on a video call again, and you know, try and get sure. something set up. You know, right now I think I have like 9 Google reviews. You know, definitely going to be trying to get that that number up. And so yeah, definitely want to work with you and, you know, increase my ranking and all that stuff. So yeah, guys, if you're, in the market for a new web designer, or if, you know, you just need a web designer, you know, reach out to Ezra. I'll leave links in the, description and show notes and, you know, reach out to him and talk with him and get set up with him. So Ezra, again, I appreciate your time and, it was a pleasure talking with you and, you know, hopefully in a couple months when my website's built, we can jump back on and, you know, kind of do a, you know, before and after and, you know, just maybe we could talk about, you know, if, you know, my sales have increased too. So.
All right. Well, thanks, Quentin. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, guys, don't forget to hit that like button and subscribe to the channel and podcast, and we'll catch you next one, guys. Bye.